If you've ever eaten a Snackwell's cookie and wondered why it tasted like regret, if you were personally victimized by the fat-free ranch or thought a rice cake was a personality trait, if you've ever spiraled in the grocery store trying to decode the difference between clean eating and just having a snack, welcome, you're not alone. This one's for the girlies who lived through the Yoplait whips, cried over gluten, and now just want to eat food that doesn't gaslight them.
And avocados.
Welcome back to Apocalypse and Avocados. I'm Carissa, your local gym rat, snack queen, and former victim of 2000s diet culture. Today, we're diving into the chaotic world of millennial food trauma, glow-ups, and the wild ride from low-fat everything to high-protein, low-vibe wellness trends. Let's unpack the emotional baggage in your pantry. First off, I want to start with, raise your hand if your mom bought Lean Cuisines and called it a personality. Really, Sean?
Oh, yeah.
Did she call it a personality?
I called it a personality, not her. But we definitely had Lean Cuisine in the house a lot when I was younger. And the TV dinners and stuff.
Yeah, we had those, but not.
But it evolved into the Lean Cuisine when my mom was trying to be more, like, health conscious.
Why the fuck does your mother think she's so fat?
I don't know. Not bad.
She literally weighs as much as one of my thighs. But she's about as tall as one too. So I don't get it.
But on the topic of these things, like I was that person that when I was younger and I wanted to eat better, I was like, oh, I'm going to buy Lean Cuisine. Why did I think that was doing something like good for me?
It was a fad back then.
Yeah.
It was something that even mom did it. Mom used to buy those Lean Cuisine things.
Yeah, but not like.
They taste awful too.
Yeah.
Well, some of them were actually not that. Healthy Choice. Healthy Choice is better
healthy
than Lean
Cuisine. Yeah.
It sounds like cat food. Yeah. She used to buy them when we were growing up, but not. It wasn't her personality. She just always thought she was fat.
She always thought she was fat. She's not fat. She still thinks she's fat. She's not fat.
It wasn't my mom's personality, but we definitely had those in the house on a regular basis. And it was more because they were quick, especially if we had basketball practice or my brother had something, I had karate, something along those lines that we had to go to, that she needed something that was going to be quick for us to eat without having to worry about whether or not we were going to eat it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, do you remember those kids ones? Was it Kids Cuisine or something like
that?
Yeah,
with the little
pig one.
Yeah. I loved those things.
I liked dessert. Those too. The dessert tasted wonky.
The pudding. Always pudding. The chocolate pudding.
That one was good. I hated the applesauce. Why were they giving me applesauce as a dessert?
The mac and cheese tasted funny too.
Yes.
What was with the infant mashed potatoes? That was such a fad growing up.
Oh my God.
They're fucking gross.
They are gross.
You can literally destroy someone's vegetation by putting it on their lawn. And you're consuming this. Those are not potato flakes. Those are arsenic flakes.
Every time you mention instant mashed potatoes, I think of that opening from the Ingrid Michaelson, the holiday hop thing, the digital one, where she was in the park with her band. She was like spreading the potato flakes around.
All right, let's bring it back. That's funny. I want to see that. You have to show me after.
Sure.
So do you remember diets we grew up with? Remember when mom was doing Atkins diet?
Yeah.
It was always like low carb, no sugar, crazy things.
Yeah, and then SlimFast.
Yeah, SlimFast was a big thing.
I did that in high school. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to drink this. I was fucking starving. Sure, I'll drink one of these strawberry milks, but I'm going to have a fucking turkey sandwich with it. Because this is insane.
And if you're plugging in more calories than you're supposed to.
It was so thick, too.
It was. No matter how much you shook it up, it was.
They do.
Jesus.
Did you guys ever have drink instant breakfast?
Is that scrambled egg?
What's it?
It's like SlimFast or Ensure. It comes in a packet and it comes in different flavors like chocolate, vanilla, strawberry. And it's a pretty big packet, like equally I would compare it to an oatmeal packet, and you rip it open, you put it into your milk or your water. I would suggest milk, but some people might do it in water. And then you drink it, and it's supposed to give you like the nutrients of eating breakfast. My brother used to drink them all the time because he didn't want to eat breakfast.
I never heard about those.
I'm going to leave that alone. And my mom was like, no, you have to have something.
Weird. I didn't know about that. No.
I feel like when you're in high school, it's different too, because you almost don't want to eat breakfast because everybody's not eating breakfast.
Yeah.
It's like not the cool thing. Plus, back then when you're young, you want to be skinny. Like you had to fit this societal norm of being super thin and fit. And if you weren't like the slim waisted girl with the little skinny flat butt, then forget it. Nobody was into you.
That makes sense.
I was always looked at as, because I've always been bigger. I wasn't fat when I was in high school. I thought I was when I was in high school. I actually wish I could have that figure back.
Funny how you think one thing then and now you're like, damn, I was wrong.
I'm on my way though. But yeah, I used to think that I was fat because boys didn't look at me and didn't want to talk to me. But now we know why.
You didn't want them to either.
Right.
Yeah, but you had J-Lo body. So it wasn't until like they made the whole apple bottom and made it cool that
the girls were sick.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Being sick was a thing. That didn't come out till later in life. And even so.
I was in high school.
Well, yeah.
In your high school, not mine. You're old.
You're not that much younger than me.
No, we were in high school at the same time.
You too. What am I going to do with you too?
But yeah, I think that created a lot of issues. You and your high school potatoes. I can't.
I was smart.
I know. I hated them.
My mom used to make them too. And I asked her to start making the regular ones.
We did too.
We did too.
We were like, can you make the regular potatoes? These are not good.
I think I asked why her potatoes didn't have lumps in them sometimes. And she was like, because they use instant mashed potatoes. And then I asked her, can you make them with real potatoes? She's like, well, instant mashed potatoes are made with real potatoes. They're not. I said, no. Like, can you take the potatoes and make mashed potatoes with those?
You should tell your mom to sprinkle some on her lawn and tell me. I remember that, like, it's always societal issues that people are always like, oh, yeah, this person is skinny and this is what you should look at in the scene hair that covered the one fucking eye and all that stuff. That was huge growing up.
Oh, yeah.
And then I always thought I was fat back then, but apparently I was a fucking model.
You were not fat, no.
On the topic of like fads and diets and stuff, I have a question for Carissa. How do you feel about things like hydroxycut? That was big when we were younger. And I know that there were things that came out saying it was bad, but I'm trying to think because there's another big one now that I wanted to ask you about.
He went there.
Anyway.
Quite, give him another margarita.
You can have the rest of mine. But yeah, like, fad things like that, like hydroxycut or maybe like the Goli gummies and things that people are using to help with weight loss and stuff that seem good on the surface but might not be.
I'm going to be honest. I tried both of those things. And a lot of the reasons that I tried all that stuff was so that I could get a better perspective or a handle on things for what I'm doing now, essentially. Tried hydroxycut. All it is an appetite suppressant, which is terrible for you. And it clearly doesn't work if you drink excessive amounts of alcohol. Let's be honest. You're still going to be fat, okay? You're just not going to eat as much.
I feel like that's the personal experience.
No, I'm telling from my own personal experience. Did not work.
Well, it can't be that bad for you. Your kidneys didn't shut down, nothing.
No, nothing shut down. I didn't get sick. I don't have any crazy diseases or anything like that. The Goli gummies and stuff, I tried those too. I don't know what that did. They tasted good.
Yeah.
But to be honest.
I brought those up because we have a little personal experience with them. We had some that we didn't realize we still had in our fridge. They were in the back corner of the fridge. And when he pulled the container out, the gummies had melted and eaten through the plastic container.
No fucking way. Wow.
So.
And they have this gelatinous glue on bottom, slime, that was just
Wow.
Yeah, the bottle was like half melted. It was very strange.
I'll be honest, I wasn't even reading the labels or the facts about those products back then. I just wasn't knowledgeable on it. So I was just trying it because like, oh my God, this actress lost all this weight. Take a hydroxy cut. Let's try it. See what happens. I'll tell you what, though. It gives you a good kick of caffeine. I did not have to drink coffee when I was taking hydroxy cut.
Like Weight Watchers and stuff like that. How do you feel about those? Do those work?
Weight Watchers works. It does work. It absolutely works. However, I feel like it does restrict you a lot. Mm. And it restricts you to the point where it's making you decide what's a good food and what's a bad food. I've tried that also, clearly. It did work. I lost, I think, almost 20 pounds doing it when I was younger. But I just didn't like the fact that I had to distinguish what was good and what was bad. That just wasn't sustainable. You lose the weight and then you get off of Weight Watchers and you immediately put it back on, unfortunately. What was the other thing you were asking me about?
No, I think you covered
all of it. Oh, it was just Weight Watchers?
Yeah.
I covered all of it.
Yeah,
I could talk so much about this stuff.
That was the one I was trying to think of, and I mentioned Goalie, but it was Weight Watchers I wanted to ask you about. On the topic of like unsustainable things, what are your tips as someone who has been working on fitness and nutrition for a while now and you were in that industry? What are your tips for people when it comes to dieting and exercise to make it more sustainable?
After former fatty. That's what I heard.
I was a former fatty. It's okay. You can say it. Don't restrict yourself. You can't. You have to somehow find a way to fit in the things that you like. I like to have a sweet treat every day. I have a sweet tooth. I've always had a sweet tooth. I think that's dad's fault, partly because growing up, after every meal, you had a sweet treat. That's something that was just instilled in us since we were little kids.
Six fucking Oreos.
Yeah, he did pack us six Oreos to take to school every day. That's more than the serving size. That's double the serving size. Three is just not enough.
No. Why we had to live in a double pad. No, I'm just kidding.
But you have to be realistic. Like, what the fuck is going to work for you? Eat healthy. Yeah. 90% of the time. And then that other 10%, fit in the stuff you like. I still eat pizza. I still eat McDonald's. It doesn't taste very good to me now because I eat healthy most of the time. I'm going to be honest. Even the other day, pizza. Dad brought home pizza. I didn't want it. I was like, oh, I just don't want that. That's just gross. And I know it's going to make me feel like crap.
Yeah.
But eventually you get to a point where you just learn to limit those things.
Moderation.
Yeah, it's moderation. That's the only way to be sustainable, because if you restrict yourself, you're going to end up, you'll lose all the weight and you're doing really great. You're on this great diet. And I did it for years. And then you end up binge eating all the quote unquote bad foods. There's really no bad foods for you. Let's be real. It's just the amount of food that you're eating.
It's like that saying, everything can be bad in excess. I think everything is good in moderation. I don't know what the actual saying is, but it's essentially what you were both just saying in different terms. You just have to be conscious of what you're putting into your body and how much of it you are.
Exactly.
I am quite conscious of how much I put in my body. As we can see.
I still have days where I just eat over what I'm supposed to be eating because I'm not fully 100% there, and that's normal. I just know the next day I have to tune it back in and start over. I can't just continue to binge eat out of control.
So are you in support of cheat days and stuff like that? Do you think that's an important part of a successful diet?
No.
No?
I wouldn't call it a cheat day. I would never call it a cheat day. I would more say like a cheat meal.
Okay.
Essentially. Because if you have a cheat day, forget it. It's way the fuck off track.
That's a good way to look at it.
If I'm having pizza, I'm having burgers, I'm having fries, I'm having all this crap. Then I'm going to, in your mind, you're like, I did that all yesterday, so fuck it. I'm going to keep doing it again the next day and the next day after that. And then you end up putting the weight back on.
Yeah.
But if you just have one thing here and there, it helps.
So it's almost like allowing yourself a reward.
Exactly. Yeah. And again, making it sustainable.
A reward for wearing those tight ass yoga pants to the gym.
Yeah.
Your asshole can't breathe.
Exactly.
Just saying.
I don't wear tight yoga pants in the gym, but some of the girls that wear them, they look very nice.
You're not supposed to see a defined asshole. Like one that's so tight, you can see where it splits it.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to see somebody's ass juice on the machine. And
why is the juice coming out?
Because the pants are so tight.
Sweat? Sorry.
Shot's face.
With the secretion.
It's a secretion from the ass.
Snail trail?
That's the front.
Have you seen those memes on social media where it's like a picture of a bench and it's a dude's fucking ball sack and an ass crack?
No.
Like I've seen sweat, that, yeah. Like sweat on the fucking seat?
Yep.
I've seen that in real life.
Interesting.
I've seen it in real life in a different situation.
All right, now you have to elaborate.
But I don't think you want him to.
I do. I definitely need to hear this. I need
sex
to know.
Parties.
Oh my God. Somebody's table, I'm assuming.
No, like benches or couches
or his face.
Ottomans. I would see it on my face.
You would definitely.
Unless I looked in the mirror.
She's talking about the imprint of
it.
Yeah,
like a
I definitely imprinted.
How long was he sitting there? It's imprinted on your face.
Horses with the blinders.
This went completely off the rails.
Sorry. We're talking about physical fitness.
We spiraled.
No, I think that might have been my fault, actually.
All right, let's bring it back. This is a hard one to come back from. To be honest.
Take a minute if you need it.
Do you guys remember the Special K diet? Or did you ever hear that
man?
I
don't know what this is.
It was the cereal. For Christ's sake, when everybody thought if you ate the cereal, you would lose weight.
Yeah, everyone used just like for breakfast, you'd have one bowl of Special K or something along those lines.
Yeah, you need to have a certain amount per day and then eventually you were going to lose weight.
Oh, I
You didn't know about that?
That's just like Jared with the Subway commercials.
Oh, that was
every day for 5 years and I lost. No, you didn't, bitch.
Have you seen Jared now?
No, looking so good.
Some place shit too.
Yeah. I remember the Subway one. I didn't know about the Special K one.
Yeah, not ketamine.
Apocalypse and Avocados, the only podcast where you can hear about fitness and ketamine at the same time.
Wait, is that a diet?
For the gays? Roughly during the white
really
party.
For the gays? Okay, because that's going to bring me into my next topic. Seriously.
Drugs. Drug parties, all that good stuff.
But they really do that to lose weight?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know if they do it to lose weight, but
to stay skinny.
Well,
usually already skinny.
I know there's a lot. I don't know so much about the lesbian community because I feel like, for the most part, women are pretty open. It doesn't matter your size, which I always thought it did matter, like how big I was, if any girl was going to be interested in me, but I guess it doesn't matter for women. But more so for men, I've heard a lot about eating disorders in the gay community.
There's a lot of stigma in the gay community about being skinny or being muscular. It's funny though, because there's also like the bear group and that is kind of praised for the way they look, but yet it's not everyone that likes it. They're just given a little more leniency on, or like a little more acceptance, so to speak, within the community because they've been such a staple for so long. But so many gay men expect other gay men to be skinny or very muscular.
Yeah.
And that's just not what everyone wants for themselves.
Right.
There's a big stigma on it, especially they want new twink culture. They want these little twiggy boys that have like feminine-esque features to them. And it's an unrealistic body type for everyone.
Right.
But yeah, I think that they play too much stock on vanity and having the perfect chiseled body. And then you're only attractive for that. I think that it's turned around to the fact that, you know, how in the 50s, a woman had to look a certain way. Their husband, their hair had to be perfectly curled and stuff, and the makeup always done, perfect housewife. I think that it's flipped the script. And in the gay community, that's how we treat each other.
Yeah.
And it's not okay. Yeah. It does create a lot of animosity and body dysmorphia, which lead to other things. That's why mental health is such a big thing in the gay community.
Yeah, it's rough.
Question for our listeners who are also part of our LGBT community, because we've heard about a little bit of the lesbian outlook, a little bit of the gay outlook. for our trans non-binary
siblings.
So I was trying to think of the right word. What do you experience? Do you experience similar things with body issues? Do you feel like there's a lot of pressure on your portion of the community? And let us know, because we'd love to talk about that as well. We want some more insight.
Anyhow, bringing it back in. So I was saying that on the feminine side or of the on the lesbian community, that doesn't seem to really be an issue. A lot of us mass women like women that will eat with us. So it's not a huge issue, but I know for straight women, that's still a big thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of women that have eating disorders and things like that. And I don't think I had an eating disorder, but I guess you could call it that because I got significantly overweight and I was obese. I guess doctor's offices consider it that. But a lot of people just eat or don't eat for trauma reasons.
Yeah.
Or societal norms or God knows what. But anyway, all right, that took a turn.
That's a good point, though, the societal norm thing, because there are some societies where like big dinners and stuff, big meals are a part of their culture. And sometimes people don't understand that eating is just that. Sometimes eating and meals are a big part of culture and they take precedence in people's gaze. It's not something that they can just avoid.
Right.
Yeah. In our society, we eat large meals together. They always want to feed you.
Yeah. Now, I was going to bring up in Puerto Rican culture, that's a huge thing for us, is if you're not eating, then your family member is like, oh, you're getting too skinny. You need to eat. But then when you do eat, they're quick to tell you you got fucking fat.
Yep. Other side of the spectrum.
Gotta love them. And that's why I love my Puerto Rican family that I've been accepted into.
The first one to tell you, bitch, you need to put that fork down.
I remember when I first came around and your grandmother would comment on how big of a plate of food I would eat. And she would always say, does he have a tapeworm or something? Because he is skinny and he's eating all this food. Now, years later, it's not the same situation.
It caught up.
It caught up to me.
Catches up when you get older.
It does. And then they get mad when, if you don't eat, it's not just like you're getting too skinny. It's that, what's wrong with my food? You don't want my food?
Right. They're like offended.
Does it taste good?
Does it taste bad? What's wrong with it? Is there not enough salt?
Salt's big. Anyway, yeah, I think that cultural reasons is a big issue too.
Yeah, for sure. You guys remember the 100 calorie packs when they came out?
Yeah. Oh my God, yes. They were everywhere.
The little cookies. I used to get the little Oreo ones.
I like the blueberry muffin.
I have a funny story about the 100 calorie packs, actually.
Oh, let's hear it.
I was a senior in college and I went out drinking. And I came back to my apartment and none of my roommates were home. They were still out partying. And I was like, I'm starving. And one of my roommates, I knew she had the 100 calorie packs of Oreos.
I can see where this is going.
And it was a brand new box, like just open. And we are vowed to share with each other or whatever. But I took like 3 or 4 packs. So there was nothing 100 calorie about it at all. And I must have passed out eating them because I woke up to drool with chocolate all down my face and a bunch of little Oreos in my bed.
That's an amazing story.
That's on the dorm floor.
Yeah, so clearly I wasn't following the little portion control thing. I was just so fucking hungry.
And you only ate 400 calories. So it was portion.
Technically, no, because the Oreos were in my bed. So who knows how many I ate?
325.
Let's be honest. The only time we follow portion control is when we're giving our dog or our cats treats.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at us like, I didn't see you only eat 12 Doritos, motherfucker. Give me some more treats.
They're definitely judging.
They are. The dog especially. If all you do is fucking eat all day,
why can't I have another snack?
Even when we fly, they give us 100 calorie packs. But then they come
fit
back
in the chair.
But then they come back. And they ask you if you want another one. Dad always asks for two. But
I was just gonna say, you can always ask for more than like your dad,
right?
Like they might not be there when you come back, so
Give me them now.
I'm going to be there when you come back down and when you come back again.
Yeah.
So just give me 3 or 4. Save yourself the trip.
How about, all right, so we're in the 90s and the 2000s. Remember when low fat was a thing? It was low fat everything. No sugar. Sugar was bad. It was the devil. I love sugar so much.
You know, and this, a lot of our sugar substitutes aren't very good for you.
I know. They're cancerous and all kinds of other different chemicals and things like that in them. Stevia.
Ketamine.
Let's do ketamine, of course. It went back there.
The guys do.
Sorry.
He totally threw me off. But I remember when they would tell you, like, low fat was the way to go. Mm-hmm. That's not the fucking case nowadays. Everything is different. So based on what I've learned being a nutrition coach, it's high protein. You definitely want to get your carbs in. You just don't want to overindulge in carbs. And you want your fats. It's good for you to have some fats in your diet.
And correct me if I'm wrong. That was one of the issues with the low-fat, no-fat diet, was that they were replacing most of the fat with carbs. So you were overloading on carbs and you weren't getting the good fats that you needed.
Exactly. And then on top of that, carbs are sugar. So you're just overindulging and you're just going to gain weight from eating sugar in excess. So yeah, it wasn't working. They had all these different things. I can remember mom used to buy like low fat everything because she was, again, she swore she was fat. She wasn't.
Sean's mom too.
Yeah, I remember it was the same way.
Remember Richard Simmons?
Oh my God, Richard Simmons.
Did your mom do Richard Simmons videos?
I don't know if she did Richard Simmons, but she definitely did like those types of workout videos, because I remember waking up when I was younger and her being in the living room doing her exercises where she's like bringing her leg up and her arm down and stepping up on the little board and stuff.
Yeah, even when I lived there, she was doing a little fucking trampoline in the morning.
A trampoline?
Yes, in the living room. I heard...
That's
she's like,
awesome.
She's up at 4 or 5 in the morning exercising.
That's impressive, though.
She also goes to bed at 8 o'clock at night, so...
Yeah. But yeah, if I went to bed at 8 o'clock, I'd be up at 4, too.
She has 15 minutes to drive to work.
And what time she go to work for?
She had to be there at
8:30 or 8:30, one or two.
Well, how long does it take her to get ready? 4 a.m.? God damn.
Yeah.
You would think it takes her a really, really long time. It's more so that she, like, spaces it out. So she'll get up, she'll shower and get dressed, and then she'll eat, and then she'll brush her teeth, and then she'll do her hair, and, like, she'll watch the TV in between, and, yes, wake everybody else up. You did a whole morning routine.
Oh, okay. That's a good thing, though. Sometimes people adjust better like that when they have a routine before going to work.
Yeah.
When I was working at the bank and I lived down there, and she would call down to wake me up at 5 in the morning, I was like...
To be to work for 9?
Yeah. I got 4 hours, first off. Second off, I have a phone. I set my own damn alarm. And third off, I only have a 12-minute drive to work. I'm from Massachusetts. This is Rhode Island. Like, I'm used to it. I'm used to doing a 30 to an hour drive to work. The 12 minute shit, I don't have to get out of bed until 20 minutes before I'm supposed to be there. That's it.
That's impressive.
So that's it. Now I don't go into work. I sit at home and I look frumpy. This is the most stressed I've ever been.
Cynical looks frumpy.
I do. Some days I don't even do my hair, and I look like I got attacked by some animal. Yeah. I take meetings like that.
I do too.
Not on camera.
I refuse to turn my camera on.
No. I got attacked by an animal.
Not beating my ability to do my job. I just look nuts. And then, oh, I have picked up packages from the door when people come to get in. I'm like, oh shit, I look crazy. And I just brought something off.
The other day, we went to pick up takeout and I looked insane. I had like pimple medicine on my face. I had like blue spots and my hair was in a clip all twisted up on top of my head, sticking out like this. And I did not realize that I looked like that. And we're in the car and I go, Peter, I can't go and pick up the food. You have to go get this. Yeah. He's like, now you're going to get it. Great.
Oh, my God.
Good for my mental health.
It's good. As long as you're happy.
It's good for yours.
Yeah. As long as you're happy.
Not using a brush is good for my mental.
I don't use a brush.
I wonder why. If our listeners were watching the videos, keeping up with them, I had more hair than I did two videos ago. So it's.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I have less, but it somewhat looks like I have the same on top.
Yeah, I have less hair than two videos ago. That's what I meant. Sorry.
The sides are different.
The water.
The water. Yeah, that's some good water.
All right. I have a question. Have either one of you done the Herbalife diet?
No.
Uh-uh.
I've tried that too.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah.
Tell us about it, the pros and the cons.
Okay. So the Herbalife, I still drink Herbalife shakes, but not necessarily as a meal replacement anymore. I just like the way they taste.
Mm-hmm.
They're not good for you. Sure. They do have protein, which is wonderful, but they're supposed to be meal replacement shakes. Better than some fast because you're not still starving after you drink them. I'll tell you that much. I have like fruit and yogurt with it every morning, but it's supposed to help you lose weight. And essentially it's just putting you in a calorie deficit. But okay. People don't realize that. They're just like, oh, I'm going to drink two shakes a day and then just have one meal. And it's like, no, you're fucking starving. Because I did that too. And I was starving. Okay. But I did lose a shit ton of weight. I lost like 20 pounds really fast. And also I was working for Amazon. So I was running around like,
oh yeah,
my head cut off. So yeah. I was getting a lot of exercise too, but it works. It definitely works. I can speak to that. I would not recommend it because again, when you go back to eating regular food, you should put the weight back on because it's just not sustainable, but they do taste good.
Does it also have the effect of making you look like a blow up doll, sex blow up doll, like a certain subreddit reading?
Oh my God.
I can't.
An honest question.
Have words for that.
She's not listening. Maybe she should start.
Oh
my.
Oh, maybe she is listening. She looks like a sex toy.
You're gonna have to elaborate more on this.
Does it like make you gaunt and then all of a sudden your lip puff out and you just look like you're about to suffocate
and your tits sag?
Yeah. If you set out the window, your lips go and hit you in the face.
Save it.
Herbalife.
Does the body good?
Does the body good? Oh my God. Minute, but it's all registering now. So protein pancake.
You like those, you aren't like, you?
Yes, I love protein pancakes. You guys like protein pancakes?
I don't know.
I'm not going to elaborate on this. Sean, do you like protein?
Why not? Now I want to know because he's laughing.
He's making it dirty. So-
Tell me about your protein pancakes, sir.
No, in the gay community, they got their protein from somewhere else.
Well, yeah, I know that. Yeah. Lesbians get it from somewhere else, too.
Yeah. It's in their pancakes.
Sorry, you're right. Whose idea was it to fucking do this episode? It was him.
No, I take the blame for that one. I'm very sorry. You should have just been you and I.
No, I don't like protein pancake mainly. I don't know. I haven't tried them.
What about
Peter? You are not well.
Really
I love you, but you are
them.
Not well.
I'm not even going to ask you any more fucking questions at this point.
Sorry. No, I have not eaten the protein pancakes. I do not care to try them. They have the weird packaging. Freaks me out.
It has a Kodiak bear on it.
Yeah.
I tried the protein brownies that were popular on TikTok. Those were pretty good.
Those were really good.
Oh, we did get them.
They were a little proteiny. I think that was your comment on them, but they tasted pretty good.
For
protein packed.
I agree. It satisfies that sweet craving.
Yeah.
That you're having. Or the Quest chips. You guys like the Quest chips?
Yes, I like the Quest.
The Castro ones are my favorite.
Yeah.
Purple bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those a lot. And I like the peanut butter cookie that Quest has. That one's really good.
Mm.
I haven't had that.
It's good.
That one's good.
I'll have to try
that. Out of all their cookies, that's, I think, their best cookie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys tried any of the diet fads or things that are going on TikTok or made any of the recipes that people are putting up?
Yeah. We've made some of the recipes. I don't know that they're part of the diet fad, like the Bang Bang Chicken. We've made that.
Yeah, she's low carb.
I was going to say, I think she's low carb, like keto.
We made some of the, you know, the blonde guy who says things wrong intentionally.
Yeah.
Portilla and.
Oh, I think I'm talking about.
Well, what are some of the other ones he says?
I can't remember, but he fuels my hate fire.
But the recipes a lot of times are are good.
He makes like the zucchini fries with the Parmesan cheese and stuff.
You've sent him before, Carissa.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. He's a funny voice, right?
He talks like this.
He does a lot of low carb stuff.
You take the cheese and you mix it with potato. I like his recipes. I've tried a few of them.
Yeah, we've made a few of them.
They're all healthy. He's great if you mute him. He says
the recipes are great. Just sometimes what he's saying, I'm like, why?
This is the stigma that people get. Eating healthy doesn't necessarily mean that the food tastes like shit. You can eat healthy and the food tastes like what you're used to eating.
Right.
It's all about finding what works for you, your balance. Vegetarian for a few months, mainly because food costs an astronomical amount and vegetables were easier.
At one point,
yes, they were cheaper and we didn't miss meat at all because the food tasted like it had meat in it.
Yeah.
On that topic of finding things that work for you based on your body, you had a meal with us with your partner at the time who tried the chicken Alfredo.
Yeah.
That was made with no dairy. It was a vegan chicken Alfredo made from, I believe, cashews. And she loved it.
Yeah.
She wanted the recipe so she could make it for her and her daughter because it would be better for their digestive system.
Yeah.
And it still tasted like chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, that was really good.
Yeah, that was vegetarian, not vegan.
That was probably one of my favorite.
I thought it was vegan.
Yeah, I thought it could be.
I thought it didn't have cheese, that's why.
One of our favorite things from eating vegetarian was the lasagna soup we used to make.
Yeah.
Good.
I don't think I tried that.
It was a lasagna bowl. Sorry. It was just like the lasagna noodles with lentils and sauce and arugula. And then you made like a lemon basil ricotta cheese to go on it.
That sounds really good.
It was yummy.
But you didn't even miss the meat.
Yeah.
It tasted like it was lasagna.
It's like you were going back to what you were saying is you have to make food fun. You have to make it so it's something that's enjoyable and that it suits your palate so that it doesn't feel like a diet.
Right.
And it's sad because people think that dieting is all eating healthy and changing your eating habits and this, that, and the other thing when actually you're supposed to eat that way all along.
Yeah.
Think about like when we go back to caveman times, they were eating meat and vegetables out in the wild. Like they weren't eating all this processed shit. Like
you think about the food pyramid, and while I believe that the food pyramid is skewed to capitalism,
reversed.
It is.
You have to think about the fact that you are still supposed to be eating more protein in vegetables and grains than the other sweets and processed foods and fats that a lot of people are consuming more regularly.
Right, exactly. I think it's funny how much things have changed from when we were kids, because you brought up the food pyramid. That's a perfect example of how that was something we were taught when we were kids, and it's skewed.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
In every health class growing
up. It was drilled into our heads.
Yeah. And protein is the most important source, honestly. He laughs at me because I talk about protein all the time.
But that's not what's at the bottom of the food pyramid, right? The bottom of the food pyramid is vegetables and fruits.
Yes. And it shouldn't be at the bottom.
It should be protein, right?
It should be protein at the top. It should be fruits and vegetables next. Grains, you do need grains, but you don't need too many grains because then you're overeating in excess carbs. I don't remember the rest of the pyramid. Like dairy and cheeses.
Yeah.
That's important too.
But not in excess again.
Right. But essentially, if you think about the food pyramid, you got to think the perimeter at the grocery store is the same thing. Your proteins, your meats, your dairies, your cheeses. Your fruits and vegetables.
Yeah. Limiting your fats to healthy fats.
Right.
That you find on the out.
I don't.
Or edges of the.
I eat all the fats.
All the fats. The friction fats. All those.
I essentially eat the way I eat because I just want to look like a normal human being who works out. I don't need to be shredded.
Yeah.
I like that I have muscles. I don't need a six pack. I don't care about that. I just want to be a normal human being. That's healthy.
If I happen to get a six pack and like the process of working out and stuff, that's great. But it's not the goal.
Right. Even that is unhealthy. So to touch on that a little bit, a lot of people that do these shows, bodybuilding shows and whatnot, when they do the lean shows or like the bikini shows and things like that, they have to follow very strict diets and they are restricting so much that they're actually losing nutrients. Some of the women lose their hair while they're preparing for these competitions.
We have a client at my company who does those types of shows, and that's one of the things that she had the company write articles about, was how you have to make sure you're getting the right nutrition when you're doing that, because it can be so detrimental to your physical health.
Yeah. And it's scary. I know that the day after, they do what's called a refeed day after they compete, and they just eat everything. And it's kind of disgusting to see, because they'll buy everything at the restaurant, where it's like burgers, french fries, steak dinner, like tons of meals, all kinds of stuff.
MMA fighters do it. They call it cutting weight. It's when they lose all the weight fit into the weight class. And then the next day they eat everything.
Yeah, that's a huge thing.
Wow.
Anyway, you guys want to play a game?
Well,
I have a game.
Yay!
Okay, so it's called Snack or Scam.
Ooh, I like that. Okay.
So the premise is real or fake wellness products.
Mm-hmm.
Winner gets a fake sponsorship from Water with Vibes. Ooh. Now with emotional support electrolytes. All right. So question number one. Is moon cheese a real snack made of 100% dehydrated cheese?
Yes, because we used to eat it when we were on keto.
Well, you guys were good. Well, that was an easy one. All right, question two. Is guilt-free glow gummies a real detox product endorsed by a Love Island contestant?
I could see that.
Because you said endorsed by a Love Island contestant, I'm going with this might be real.
I could see it. I'm going to say scam, though.
It's actually fake, but it feels real, and that's the problem.
Literally.
All right, question number three. Are bone broth ice pops a real paleo snack?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
He's right.
Oh, my God.
He's right.
That sounds so gross.
They drink bone broth, like, straight. It's disgusting.
Well,
not to yuck anyone's yum. It's fucking gross.
Well, if we're keeping score, you just won.
Oh my God, you won that game.
And your prizes?
Yeah, water.
A 12-pack of emotional support kale chips. Free of calories.
That doesn't seem like a prize.
So, kale chips are actually really fucking good.
They are.
You've never tried them?
I don't intend to eat kale ever again after my last experience.
What was your last experience with that?
Your mother's soup.
Oh my gosh.
That's a Portuguese cuisine.
All right. One last question. What's one snack you were told was bad growing up that you now eat with pride?
Ketamine. No, I'm just kidding.
Fucking ketamine. We're back at it.
The video is getting pulled down from every fucking platform. The word ketamine. That's hard. I'm trying to think.
I know that it's hard. I don't think mom and dad told us there was anything that was bad. They did say McDonald's was bad, but they always took us there.
Yeah. Well,
I remember being told that Coca-Cola was really bad because they used it to clean blood off of the highway.
Oh, yeah. Or to clean like the battery acid out of your car. Ugh,
we didn't really drink soda in the house though growing up. We had it, but it was like a luxury thing.
Yeah, it was like a special occasion thing. We didn't have it all the time.
Yeah, my family had it for the most part when I was older, but when we were kids, we didn't necessarily have it in the house at all times. And if we did, we'd have a bottle, and my parents would say, get a bottle of soda off of the stairs, because it wasn't like we just had it open in the fridge or something.
Yeah.
Not really anything with it. We were told that they were bad, that we...
No.
Yeah. I feel like I wasn't really, well, I think that I was denied stuff, but I don't really feel like I was necessarily allowed to eat stuff that my parents thought was bad. Just wasn't an option.
Right.
Caramel corn.
I love caramel corn.
I eat that with pride.
I do too. All right, we're winding down here. It's time to close things up. So thanks for spiraling through snack trauma with me. If this episode made you want to hug your inner child and feed her something with real fat in it, same. Drop us a DM or tag us in your favorite millennial snack grow-ups. And then question of the week for our listeners, what was your weirdest school lunch combo growing up?
Ooh, God.
You guys definitely should DM us for this one.
Yeah.
I want to hear it because I hated when dad made peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and packed us a bag of potato chips on the side. Why? It does not go together.
When I used to be in my first years of elementary school, when it was warm, we'd have to eat outside. And my mom would make me salami and cheese sandwiches. And I wouldn't be able to eat them because the cheese would melt all over. Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
That was mine.
Yeah, we had the peanut butter and jelly. And then when he didn't want to make peanut butter and jelly, we either had tuna or wafer nutter.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Gross.
But at least we had lunch.
I know, that's true. I can't complain. With that being said, until next time, remember, carbs aren't evil, and you deserve to eat something that brings you joy.
Sure.
Any last words for our listeners, guys?
Gone through ketamine.
Don't listen to Peter.
Then don't do it.
Okay, in this situation, listen to Peter. Don't listen to me.
All right, thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to Apocalypse and Avocados. If you laughed, cringed, or yelled same at any point, do us a favor. Hit follow or subscribe on your favorite podcast app so you never have to miss an episode. If you really want to make our day, share this episode with a friend, or three, who needs some chaos and avocado energy in their life. Don't forget to follow us on socials for behind-the-scenes rants, memes, and questionable life advice. You'll find us everywhere at Apocalypse and Avocados. Seriously, your support keeps us going and might even save us from being replaced by podcasting robots. Thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time.